With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. The head of Chatham-Kent's Chamber of Commerce will be stepping down later this year. After nearly 30 years of leading Chatham-Kent's Chamber of Commerce, Gail Hunt will be saying goodbye. She says the last couple of years have shown her that life is short and she's ready to spend more time with family. Hunt's last day on the job is June 27th. Several local groups are coming together in Chatham-Kent this weekend to mark International Women's Day and to shine the light on women who have been making a positive impact in the community. The celebration kicks off with a women's march at 4:30 Friday afternoon in downtown Chatham. It'll continue on Saturday with a women-owned and operated vendor expo at the Armory. Individuals of any gender are welcome to join in the celebration of women's achievements and empowerment. A school bus driver is charged with careless driving causing bodily harm after a crash yesterday morning close to Woodstock. Five kids on the bus suffered non-life-threatening injuries when the bus left the road and rolled in Oxford County. One of the students was airlifted to the hospital in London. And it's not official yet, but Super Tuesday certainly solidified the top two candidates for the next presidential election in the U.S. Nikki Haley claimed her first victory in the race for the Republican nomination, but former U.S. President Donald Trump took the lion's share of the delegates. On the other side, President Joe Biden is all but guaranteed to lead the Democrats. CK's run at OFSA volleyball is over. The Golden Hawks senior girls volleyball team lost to Oakville in the championship quarterfinals in the AAA tournament. Meantime, CK's girls hockey team is headed to OFSA. They beat Windsor Holy Names 5-2 to win Swassa in advance. The Blenheim Blades couldn't quite close out their first-round PJHL playoff series last night. Blenheim lost 4-3 in overtime to Amherstburg. The Blades still lead that series 3-1. The Edmonton Oilers have won 5 in a row. They beat Boston 2-1. Montreal took down Nashville 4-3. Not a good night for the Raptors. They suffered their worst home loss in franchise history, falling 138-98 to New Orleans. The Pistons lost to Miami 118-110. And in baseball spring training, Jays lost 6-5 to the Pirates. The Tigers got shut out by the Braves 3-0. Cloudy today, a chance of showers this morning and a high of 9 Celsius. Cloudy tonight, low plus 2. Mainly sunny tomorrow and a high of 10. I'm Matt Weaverink. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.